בוקר טוב רבותיי, שבוע טוב, שתבח שמו. Today is יום ראשון, שבת קודש, פרשת צו. Today is דלת בניסן, we're in striking distance from Pesach. This is it. Winding down. When's the last day of Shir?
Monday.
Monday.
Monday's last
Shir.
What?
One second, tomorrow's the last day of Shir?
Monday was.
Or next?
Kol
Shishim
was on Wednesday.
And then they're having a question and answers on Tuesday.
On Tuesday?
Yeah.
Batuach?
Batuach.
Okay. Rabotai, we're on page Resh Kaf Het on the bottom. Lo teshakeru ish ba'amito. So we're talking about gezel and all sorts of tricky, sneaky zachen. So you have to be very careful. Rabbeinu Yonah b'sha'ari teshuvah mevair kama sugim shel sheker ha'amur b'Torah. Different kinds of lying that the Torah refers to. She'aragil afilu rak be'echad mehem enu zuche lekabel p'nei shechina. If you regularly conduct any one of these kinds of lying, right? Because we know there's kat chashmal. There's four categories of people that are not zochet to see the pnei shechina. The shin of chashmal is shakranim. So you have to be careful not to lie. What's the matter? Huh? Membet. Where? Which one? Sota. No. Yafe. Kama shamru chazal. Sota membet. Venatchil. What are the other three? Chashmal. Chanfanim. Shakranim. No, wait. Mem is misapre lashon hara and litzanim, these four. Venatchil me'akaved el hakal. Hasheker harishon, hu hamchachesh befikadon. Last yesterday's parsha. V'chichesh ba'amito, b'tzumet yad, o v'gazel, o ashak et amito. Yes, somebody gave you a pikadon to watch, and then he comes and says, I'd like to pick up my deposit. He says, no, you never gave me anything. And then you swear about it. Not that I'll say a shakran. Why? Lama tigzol? Why would you steal? You want to come back as a chamor and a gilgul? Lama? He says, Shomer, lo kibalti davar. People don't chop what it means. First of all, there's geinam, and you have to come back as a gilgul. You want to do that? You seriously? You want to go through an entire lifetime as a chamor? For what? Ve'al kach ne'emar. לא תחחשו ולא תשקרו איש בעמיתו. וזהו השקר הגרוע ביותר שבשעה שמשקר הוא גם גוזל את חברו בפועל שהרי שלח בו יד. Over here, this is the worst kind of lie because you're looking at the guy in the face and you're saying, no, you never gave me anything. At the time that you're lying, you're also stealing. So it's lying and stealing and the same thing. You never gave me anything. מה זה? That's בפני בעל חובו. פיקדון, we don't say that. בפני בעל חובו because he did you a favor when you needed it. Over here watching something. Yeah, what happens if you... You're makhish. You lie about getting a pikadon and you swear about it. And then you come and you confess. What's the halakha?
Korban.
Which korban? Elohen Hashemot. Yeah? Hashem Gezelot. Hashem Ailot. Hashem Shifchar Harufa. Hashem Nazir. Hashem Tzura. Hashem Talui. Hashem Gezelot. You have to bring an Hashem. Right? Don't forget. You have to pay back the Gezel. You have to pay back a fifth. And you have to bring a korban Hashem Gezelot for having lied. Hello, Parashat HaShavua. Psukim Forashim BaTorah. Are people not registering what they're reading? Katum Farash Batorah. Anyway.
Wasn't the eighth parak in Yoma also talk about?
Yeah, that's a different story. Hashekir Hasheni. Sheino gozel befo'al b'sha'a shem shakir. Shlomo is going to be gadol me'od Batorah. Is that Hashem? We'll be gadol me'od. Amen. Thank you. Now, it says, אבל יש לו מטרה להרוויח לעצמו. No, באמת זה ההלכה. If somebody gives you a bracha, it's a gemara מסכת יומא. Somebody gives you a bracha, what do you have to say? וכן למה? You have to מברך אותו בחזרה. Yeah. אבל יש לו מטרה להרוויח לעצמו על ידי שמטעה את חברו. You're lying. You're not stealing necessarily at that moment when you're lying, but as you're lying, you're scheming in order to kind of take advantage of him. כמו ישמעאלים שמשקרים במשא ומתן כדי שיקנו מהם. It says, Arabs, they lie in business so that people should buy from them. ועושים את עצמם כאילו אוהבים את הקונה יותר מקרובי משפחתם. Oh, your price. I don't even give this price to my family. This is special. איזה שקר. איזה חנופה. You're doing that only for people to buy from you. You know, when you walk in the shuk, how much is this? For you. Yeah. You know the for you? Yeah. There's these stores in the shuk, in Geula. There's no price tags on the items. You know what I'm saying? You walk in. So how much does it cost? It all depends on your face. You know, Israeli, American, darker, whiter. You know, it all depends on whatever. Zelo, you can't do that. You have to have a price, a set price. בשעה שמשקר, I'm sorry, שמוכן אף למסור נפש עבורו, והכל שקר והטעיה, it's lies, it's deceit, כאן, הרי אינו מזיק בפועל בשעה שמשקר, אלא רק גורם נזק עתידי, you're causing future נזק. ולכן, הוא פחות חמור מהראשון, it's a little bit less than the first, ובפרט שיכול לטעון המוכר שגם הקונה השם, ששמח עליו, the seller can say, oh, you know, it's not my problem that the buyer is so naive that he's buying, you know, the lakshin that I'm selling. You know what lakshin is? He says, ולא היה לו להתפתות. Lakshin. Like noodles.
Noodles.
In Yiddish, you say, when kaif me lakshin, you're saying like somebody buys your...
Noodles.
Yeah, noodles, but that means like buying your stories. Anyway,
stories.
The kids are... What's with you guys and not know Yiddish? I don't know. Avi, ma'ye? You heard my story at the Shabbaton?
I love having Uncle Yushlami knows Yiddish.
It's a busha.
Anyway. I have Uncle Yushlami knows Yiddish. Yeah.
Asking a bunch of Sephardim to translate Yiddish for them.
Never.
What does this world come to? Anyway. Huh? Yeah. Mana asot. אך כנגד זה יש גם מעלה בסוג הראשון שאם יעשה כמה פעמים יתפרסם שהוא שקרן. If you do this a bunch of times, the first kind of שקר, people will already, it'll be public that you're שקרן ולא יאמינו בו יותר. מה שאין כן השני עלול לחזור על כך פעמים נוספות ויעשה שלא ירגישו בו. החלק השלישי, a third kind of lie. מי שמדבר בעומה הוא פועל במרמה. A person who speaks in a sneaky way and acts like that too. כגון עשיר שדרכו לתת מתנות לאנשים שזקוקים לתמיכה, ובא אדם ומשקר לו בסיפור דברים שמצבו קשה ביותר ושופך את נפשו עד שהעשיר חושב שהמצב פיקוח נפש ונותן לו. Let's say you have a gvir and he usually gives gifts or checks whatever to needy people, and a person comes to him and he says, oh, this is my matziv, and whatever, he inflates the severity of his situation to more than it really is, and he gets money out of this rich guy. That's also kind of sheker. בדבר נוסף, שלפעמים אדם מחפש עבודה, הוא מספר לבעל המפעל על מעלותיו שאינם באדם אחר שכבר עובד שם. ובעל המפעל מקבלו ומסלק את הפועל הקודם, שמלבד איסור שקר, גם מפסד לחברו ונקרא משיג גבול. Let's say you're looking for a job, and you kind of sell yourself, you say like, there's, he says, I already have a worker, but I have this and this and this trait that this other guy doesn't have. He's like, okay, if you say so, and the בעל הבית fires the other guy and hires you. First of all, it's a lie. Second of all, people like to inflate themselves on their resumes. That's true. But if you're causing somebody else to get fired as a result, especially if it's a line, you don't have those ma'alot, it's sheker, it's a sagat givul, you cause the guy to lose his parnasa. You know, we live in a generation where it's dog eat dog. Everybody's out there for themselves and everybody wants to make a buck. You have to be careful, though, when you do that, to make sure that you don't steal other people's parnasa in the process. You have to make sure that nobody loses their parnasa. Yeah, it's a competitive market, that's true. But to cause another person to lose their parnasa, bar minan. It's a very, very big isur. It's a mitzvah to help other people get... What do you think? I'll tell you a story, a very famous story with Chazon Ish. In Bnei Brak was founded approximately 80 years ago at the behest of the Chazon Ish. 80, 85 years ago in Bnei Brak, there was one printing company. I forgot his last name. The printing press in Bnei Brak was founded by a person named Reb Shlomo. That was his name. I heard the story from Reb Melech Biderman. Anyway, so he says, can you imagine the amount of parnasa that a city like Bnei Brak, you know, printing Sifrei Kodesh and Sidurim, Chumashim, Sfarim, whatever, opening up a printing press, a printing shop in Bnei Brak is a gold mine. So this Reb Shlomo opened up his printing shop. As he was getting older, he started bringing his children into the business to run the printing shop. And a few years down the line, somebody else also opened up a printing shop across the street. So that was his first competition. Now, halacha, let's put that aside for a second. If you want to see the halachot of competition in business, mutar wasur, open up Choshen Mishpat, Siman, Kufnun He. Kene. Purchasing. Yeah, transactions. Choshen Mishpat, 155. You can look at it. Al tishkach. Kufnun he, al tishkach. Now, anyway, bekitzur. So, interestingly, the one time the competitor across the street walks into Reb Shlomo's printing shop, right, the oldest one or whatever, and the children were there, and they got like really, they got on edge, they got on alert because, whoa, you're my competitor, and you're like making me lose business, and now you're walking into my shop. Whoa, 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 what's going on? He says, can I speak to your father? I said, whatever. They bring him over to Rabbi Shlaima, and he says, Shalom Aleichem. He says, I want to introduce myself. My name is Ploni Almoni. I just want to be a mensch about it. I opened up a printing press across the street, and I hope that we can work amicably together and whatever. And he says, Baruch Haba, Shalom Aleichem. He says, come, let me show you. Rabbi Shlaima tells the competitor, he says, let me show you around the shop. Let me teach you some things that are going to help you make more money. And he shows him, this, get this machine, don't get that machine. He's showing them like mamish tricks of the trade. And the kids are watching this, and they're going nuts. What is going on? This is your competitor. Tov, the guy was surprised, like flabbergasted. He's showing me the tricks of the trade. What's going on? Tov. The competitor leaves, and the children are like all up in arms. They go to their father, Rabbi Shlaima, and they say, Abba, not only did this guy open up across the street, and he's taking your business, and he's a chutzpan, and a sagat givul, and whatever, you're also going to shoot yourself in the foot by showing him all the tricks of the trade? Why don't you just shut down the shop? He says, sit down, let me explain. He was already an elderly man, Rabbi Shlaima. So he says, let me explain to you how these things work. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara tells us, Masechet Beitza, Daf Tetzayin. The Gemara says, Mezonotav Shel Adam Ktsuvin Lo, Merosh Hashanah Lerosh Hashanah. Hashem already dictated how much parnasah I'm going to have this year. For X amount of years, I was doing all this work myself. You know why I showed this guy all the tricks of the trade? Hashem is going to give me the same amount of parnasah. That's not changing just because a competitor opened up across the street. What do you think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what to do with competition? Of course he does. LMI. Now what's going to happen as a result of the competition? I'm going to get the same amount of money, but I'm going to have to work less for it. You know why? Because now, instead of one shop tending to the needs of the whole Bnei Brak, now there's two shops. So I'm getting the whole amount, the same parnasah with less work. I have to show makarat tov. Toda rabba. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to work less and learn more. So as a karat tov, I showed him all the tricks of the trade. Lama, I shouldn't show him appreciation. The Chazon Ish heard about this story and he says, if you want to learn about emunah u'bitachon, look at Rabbi Shlaima. That's bitachon. Show hakarat hatov to your competitor. Why? Same parnasah and you're working less. Because now he shifted the workload. Now there's less work for you to do. But this, you think that because you have a competitor or competitors, you're going to make less parnasah? What kind of kaifer are you anyway? There's no reason to be upset. There's no reason to fight. Oh, you take my... Yeah, there's alachot, nachon. But remember, parnasah doesn't come from work. Parnasah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have emunah u'bitachon. Remember, says the Chazon Ish, remember Rabbi Shlaima. That's emunah u'bitachon. Send your competition flowers. Send them a box of chocolates for Shabbat. Shtabach Shemot, Toda Rabba, Toda Rabba. I get to work less and make the same amount. Shtabach Shemot, Toda Rabba. Can you imagine? That is Am Yisrael, people. That's the way we roll. Yom Tov, Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
You going back to Granite today?